You're listening to the audio version of the Paul Garcia Show news on the paulgarciashow.com. Patrick Cortese, chairman of the McLean County Democrats. You said you just kind of got back from a celebration. Where were you, if you don't mind me asking, and what were you celebrating?
I was down at the McLean County Democrats headquarters. We hosted an open house, kind of a watch party. We had a handful of candidates and some other folks down there, just keeping an eye on the results.
Would you consider tonight a victory for the Democrats of Illinois? And if so, why?
I would say yes, in the sense that, no big surprise. I think our statewide ballot, top to bottom, is proving itself to be certainly capable and strong. And I'm excited to go into the fall election season with that roster.
This is David Blumenschein, one of the campaign managers for Darren Bailey.
When was Darren Bailey officially declared the winner of this whole thing?
Really, about 7:30 is when the first breaking news came through, like from CNN and many other media sources started reporting that Darren was going to be the nominee of the Republican Party for the governor of Illinois.
Did this race go as you expected it to go?
In our prayer chain this morning, the prayer warriors for Bailey, Cindy Bailey, Darren's wife, hopefully soon to be the next First Lady of Illinois, put out a prayer request that we were able to reach 40 percentage points above the next opponent. And we did that. It's the power of prayer. This thing's been based on God, faith, family, future, farming, whatever you want to call it. The working class people. It went exactly how we knew it was going to go because we went out to 102 counties and constantly met people where they were at. See, that's what this is about. It's about the people of Illinois. The people of Illinois are sick and tired of the political elites, the billionaires, the politicians ruling and controlling everything and continuing to put us into a downward spiral of debt where we have to dig out of our pocket. You know, especially in light of the current economy. And that's what we were feeling was going to happen. We knew we were going to win. Despite all the attacks, the negative ads from our own party, our own establishment came after us with a hit squad to try to undermine us, to continue to maintain power. But the people weren't going to have it. Unfortunately, right now, the Republican Party thinks that they've got this wave that they're seeing, and it's due to something they've done. It really isn't. It's due to the Democrats' failures, their inability to lead and to keep this economy moving forward. And more importantly, it's the sin of the Democrat Party. They are the party of drag queens in the classroom, CRT, over-sexualizing our children, abortion on demand, taxpayer-funded. See, those are sins, and the Democrat Party doesn't understand that.
Back to Patrick Cortese.
What are your expectations for specifically the governor race, looking ahead to November 8th?
Illinois has already defeated Trumpism twice before, by double digits, and McLean County Democrats are looking forward to making it a third time going up against somebody like Darren Bailey. Governor Pritzker is shown strong leadership in some tough times. He's done some good work in turning around our state's finances, and he's proven himself to be a very capable leader in a time when we really needed it. So far, I haven't seen anything like that from Senator Bailey. So I think we're going to do quite well this fall.
If anyone's been watching local TV stations recently, they've definitely been seeing some of the ads that, they're Democrat-funded ads, but they seem to kind of touch on some of the conservative talking points.
Republican Darren Bailey, an agenda too conservative for Illinois. 100% pro-life, Bailey wants to ban abortions and make it illegal here in Illinois. An NRA member, Bailey opposes sensible gun control and says he'll protect the Second Amendment at all costs. and Bailey proudly embraces the Trump agenda, calling into question our elections and fighting for gun owners and the unborn. Tell Darren Bailey his policies are just too conservative for Illinois.
What do you think about those ads, and do you think that Darren Bailey's extreme conservatism is going to wind up biting him in the butt come November 8th?
I do think that his extreme conservatism is definitely a liability when you take the entire state of Illinois as a whole. This is a candidate who once put forth a resolution to separate the Chicago and the collar counties from the rest of the state. So I don't see how he could possibly do well enough up there to be successful in an election in November. I definitely think it'll be a liability for him. I think the majority of people in the state of Illinois are not comfortable with and will not vote for that type of right-wing extremism that he seems to be espousing.
Now back to David.
Do you think that these ads were points in the Bailey corner?
Oh, yeah. I think those ads actually helped Darren. Well, they're saying he's too conservative, right? That is their code for he follows the Constitution. Unfortunately, Democrats have this verbiage they use. It's like they say things like democracy. We're not a democracy. We're a constitutional republic. We're governed by the rule of law. They believe that the Constitution should be a free-flowing document, a living document that should be changed at any whim. No, that's not how you change the Constitution. You change that through a legislature.
Is it fair to say that Darren's campaign is largely founded on Christian values? And if so, do you think that that's going to be a problem come the general election on November 8th?
Basically, Paul, this is the thing that faces every human on this planet, whether you're Democrat, Republican, Libertarian, Green Party, whether you live in a communist country, a socialist country, a fascist country. Here's the thing that we all face. We have a beginning point and an ending point. We all want to take care of our families. We all want to live life, right? We do that mostly through our faith. Over 2 billion people on this planet are Christian or profess Christianity as their faith. Most people on this planet have some form of faith. I don't think that that's going to impact us going into the general. We want to serve our God. We want to do that in a manner that is worthy, right, of what he expects out of us. So our prayer request is going to be to put Darren Bailey in the governor's office so we can overturn some of this legislation that's been recently passed, especially the stuff that gets into abortion on demand all the way up to birth. You know, that's what they're moving towards. That's what they will really, the Democrats want to use this as population control, part of their Green New Deal. That's what I think our prayer is going to be, is that we return this state back to the Judeo-Christian principles. And, you know, once again, not everybody's a Christian, right? I get that. But I'll tell you right now, we sure do govern and exist better with principles of faith than we do with principles of government. But as I've said, Paul, about our campaign, together with God's help, we can save Illinois.
Now back to Patrick.
Looking ahead to the general election in November, then, what's the game plan going to be, or what should it be, for the Pritzker campaign team?
I don't have any inside information, but if for some reason I was ever asked, I would tell the governor to keep doing what he's already doing. He's got quite the record to run on. I would be sure to mention all the ways that Illinois Democrats have delivered to the residents of the state of Illinois, and keep it as positive as he can for as long as he can. But when needed, I think he needs to point out Senator Bailey's flaws in terms of his politics.
And I know you've kind of already touched on those things, but would you mind reiterating to me, what are some of the biggest flaws in Darren Bailey?
Sure. Well, I think we start with his endorsement the other day, right? If you watch the hearings today, we saw how absolutely, I'm trying to find the right word here, but what happened on January 6th was just a travesty for this country. And by all reports, former President Trump knew a lot more than he admits and had a bigger hand in it than we think. And then when you consider that Senator Bailey received that endorsement and is proud of something like that, when you look at who the people who are working with Senator Bailey's campaign, these are the same people that organized the bus trip to that insurrection on January 6th. So I think that's a huge flaw. I think his stances on abortion, I think his stances on schools and how he and his, think his stances on working families and specifically labor unions are going to be huge liabilities for him and his campaign this fall. I think this is going to be a really interesting race this fall. I think we're going to find out a lot about both parties this summer. I think tonight showed us a lot of where both parties stand. So I'm looking forward to see how these campaigns develop and work out. And we'll see what happens in November.
Thank you for listening to the Paul Garcia Show news on thepaulgarciashow.com.